Have you ever felt like you were the wrong person for the job? Like you didn't have enough experience or the right skill set? Of course you have. We all have. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue with this new series on the book of Jonah called The Manifestation of Your Life Mission, Pastor Rick shows us that no matter how big the thing is that God is calling us to, we don't have to run away from it. Why don't you invite a friend to listen along with you as we discover how to embrace God's calling on our lives and how to live according to the purpose and plan He has for us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can order a copy of Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or just by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called What to Do When You Get a Second Chance.
Now, here's the fourth thing that Jonah does. This one takes a little time to explain, but it's real important. When God gives me another chance, I'm going to live with profound gratitude. I'm going to make my mission my number one priority. I'm going to not delay. I'm going to obey today. Number four, accept my responsibility to warn others. Accept my responsibility to warn others. Now, let me explain this. This is not your whole life mission, but it is part of it. It was certainly part of Jonah's life mission. And if you are a follower of Christ, there are going to be some times in your life when you are called on to warn some people out of love. Jonah chapter 3, verse 3. This time, Jonah immediately headed to Nineveh in obedience to the word of the Lord. And then in Jonah, the rest of it says, now the city of Nineveh, Jonah 3, 3 and 4. Now the city of Nineveh was so big that it took 3 days to walk around it. But after walking a day, Jonah warned the people. Circle that word warned again. We're going to come back to that. Jonah warned the people. Nineveh, I've told you this before, was the most powerful and the biggest city in the world at this time. Assyria is the predominant empire in the known world, and the capital of Assyria is Nineveh. It's a huge city with big boulevards and temples and waters and parks and pools and all kinds of wide boulevards, and it was a huge, huge city. It's the biggest city in the world, and as a result, it's very prideful. And he says, when Jonah gets there, it takes about 3 days to walk around it. That's because there were other cities around Nineveh, kind of like LA is not just one city. It's a metropolitan area of a lot of other cities. And all of those cities together would take you a long time to walk around. And he says, I want you to go and warn them. And it says, after a day of walking, Jonah warned the people. Now, what is a warning? Because if this is part of your life mission, then you need to know how to do a warning. A warning is cautionary advice about a danger, a trap, or a problem. That's a warning. When I give cautionary advice about a danger or a trap or a warning or a problem. Now, God built into your body warning systems. And there are certain things that when your body is not healthy, you get a fever, your blood pressure goes up. There are all kinds of signs that doctors take. There are warning signs in your body that things are out of whack. But we often don't even pay attention to our own bodies. We don't listen to what God tells us. We don't listen to what our bodies tell us. We push ourselves too far, too hard. We don't get enough sleep, and on and on and on. So God has to bring people in our lives to warn us. Because we're not smart enough many times to listen to God's warning or even to listen to the warnings of our own body, our own conscience. So God has to bring people in our lives to warn us. You know, as I've traveled all around the world, I have a hobby. One of my hobbies is collecting stupid warning signs. I thought this might be an appropriate time to show you some of my collection. okay, from around the world. So let me just show you a few of these. Here's one as a warning sign. Keep your hands out of the machinery. Look at that. That's almost comical, like your fingers are getting smashed. I wasn't afraid of that. I just laughed at it when I saw it because it looked like you're getting all smashed up. Here's another one. If the door does not open, do not enter. That's a very good warning, okay? That's profound. Here's another one. Caution, be aware that the balcony is not on the ground floor. Yeah, so if you lean over, you might fall further than you thought because the balcony's not on the ground floor. Okay, that's kind of obvious. This is funny. I think I took this in Australia. It was a trampoline place. No, it's in England because it's pounds. And then it says, warning, barbed wire in use. I mean, who's going to go on a trampoline that if you jump too high, you run into the barbed wire? I mean, somebody who hates kids, I guess. All right, here, I love this one. Big scary laser. Do not look into beam with remaining eye. Okay, all right, somebody had a sense of humor. All right, big scary laser. This is in Houston. No drowning. This is on a seawall. I'm going, yeah, okay, I'll make sure that, because you told me I won't do it now. All right, no drowning. I mean, make sure. Warning, these peanuts may contain peanuts or peanut byproduct. So eat at your own risk. Enjoy. All right. Okay, so we're not always really smart when we get these warning signs. Here's another one. Oh, you've seen this on the road to Phoenix. State prison, next exit. Do not pick up hitchhikers. I passed that 100 times when I used to go to Kay's parents in Phoenix. And so I shot that picture one day. State prison, next exit. Don't pick up hitchhikers. All right, here's another one. This is in Australia, these toilets. If the towel dispenser is empty, please use your clothes. What? What? Really? I just, and then it said, thank you, the management. Yeah, well, thank me, right. I'm gonna go out with, well, my clothes. Oh, this was a really good one. You may be at risk for throat cancer if, and it has three things. Number two is have a throat or mouth. Okay, so if you don't have a throat or mouth, don't worry about this. You will not have throat cancer if you don't have a throat or a mouth, all right? Now, oh, please be safe. Do not stand, sit, climb, or lean on the fences. If you fall, animals could eat you, and that might make them sick. Thank you. All right. I got this one in England. Touching wires causes instant death. $200 fine. As if death is not enough. I want to scare you with the $200 fine. And then this was one of my favorite. Unattended children will be given an energy drink and taught to swear. So we have all these warning signs in the world because we're not really good at paying attention to warnings. And yet God wants us to humbly accept warnings from other people and humbly and lovingly offer them to people in love.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
What does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to get unstuck? Here's how. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's PastorRick.com. Or if you like, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so much in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
So this is the fourth thing that Jonah has to do. After walking a day into the city of Nineveh, Jonah warned the people. Now, this mission of warning people is a ministry of every follower of Jesus Christ. And you've probably never been taught this, okay? Warning shows that you love God when you warn other people. It also shows that you love other people. If you knew that a bridge was out and I'm speeding down the country road at 50 miles an hour and you don't tell me that the bridge is out, is that loving? No. No, it's actually hateful. It means you don't love me. If you truly love me, you're gonna tell me, hey, Rick, the bridge is out at the end of this road. If I walk up to the cliff and I'm about to fall off and you go, Rick, you might wanna step back a little bit. That ground is unstable there. That's an act of love. Warning is an act of love, not an act of arrogance, not an act of hypocrisy, not an act of superiority, not an act of self-righteousness. Warning is an act of love. And God doesn't tell Jonah, he doesn't say, I want you to go move into the city of Nineveh and be a good example. We'd all like that one. I want you to move to this wicked city and just be a good example. You don't have to say anything, just be a good example. He doesn't tell him that. Part of Jonah's life mission is, you're gonna go to the city and you're gonna warn him. You're gonna warn him. It's part of your Christian responsibility. I actually looked this up, and the New Testament has over 100 examples and verses on the ministry or the responsibility of you and me warning other people that we love. Has anybody ever told you that? That's part of your job of following Christ is to warn other people, just like Jonah was told by God to warn? Paul in Acts chapter 20, verse 31 says this, for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day, notice, with tears. Now, why would he warn you with tears? Because he cares about them. You warn because you care. You warn because you love. You warn people because you care about them. Now, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 4, second half, it says this. So Jonah warned the people. Here's the warning. In 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. Oh, that's a great positive message. In 40 days, the Nineveh will be destroyed. Is this gonna be a welcome message? No. Is this gonna make Jonah popular? No. Is this how you attract social media friends? No. Now, I want you to notice, Jonah gets this all wrong. Jonah shows no compassion at all. He doesn't have any care for the people of Nineveh. In fact, he doesn't want to be there. We already know that. He hates these people. He's racially prejudiced against them. They are the enemy. He's politically on the opposite side of them. And he's being told to go to his political opponents and tell them and warn them about God. And he doesn't want to warn them. And when he goes to the city of Nineveh, he announces he does the minimum possible. I mean, he announces it in a matter-of-fact tone. He's as brief as possible. In fact, his sermon is only 7 words. Some of you would like a 7-word sermon. But he only has 7 words. In 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. That's it. There's no compassion. There's no love. That's about the minimum you can do. And yet God still used it. He had the wrong motivation. He had no love. Jonah, this is very, very different from the most prophets, because most prophets, when they warned people, they give these passionate speeches, and they're long and they're impassioned and they're warning and they're pleading. And Jonah just walks into the city and goes, you guys are gonna die, bye. That's all he says. He doesn't care 2 bits about this nation or these people. You guys are gonna die, bye. While I go to the sky, you're gonna fry. You know, and this is very, very different. Now, what is Jonah doing? Well, it's as if he's saying to God, there, God, I did it, okay? Are you happy now? Okay? I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to go to these people. I don't like these people. But I told him what you said. He said the minimum. He said it with no love. He goes, there, are you happy now? He gets it all wrong. And yet still, God used him. Now, why was Jonah so short and so passionless and so unloving in sharing his warning? Because he knew something that you need to know. I want you to write this down. When God gives a warning, write this down. When God gives a warning, it's a good sign. When God gives a warning, it's not a negative sign. It's a good sign because it means he wants to give you another chance. If God doesn't want to give you another chance, he doesn't give you a warning. If God gives you a warning, it means he's going to cut you some slack and give you another chance. It's a good sign. People think warnings are negative. They're actually an example or an illustration or an expression of love. Because you're going, I'm warning you, and so you won't go through all this pain. You won't go through all these problems. Now, I'm not going to ask for confession or to raise your hand, but I wonder how many of you have been driving down the street or the freeway one day and you saw a red light in the back of your window. Okay? And you pull over and the officer comes up and says, may I see your driver's license? And you're nervous. And then you fumble around and trying to give an explanation why you're going 90 miles an hour or whatever. And you give this explanation. And then you hear the sweetest words when the officer said, well, today I'm just going to give you a warning. When somebody says, I'm going to just give you, are you happy or sad? You're happy. Why? Because you're not going to be judged. You're not going to jail. You're not paying the fine. You don't get the ticket. The warning is actually good news. I'm just going to let you off with a warning. And when God says to Jonah, I want you to go in and warn him that I'm about to destroy the city, he's saying, I really don't want to destroy the city. If he wanted to, he wouldn't warn him. Does this make sense? It's a good, positive thing because I'm happy when I get a warning. It means I'm not going to pay the fine. I'm not going to serve the time. I'm not going to whatever. Because it's just a warning. Now, you need to realize that if you've had your last chance, you're not going to get a warning. You're not going to get any more warnings if you've used up your last chance. There's not going to be any more warnings. Now, the point is, let me make the point. There's going to be times in your life when you see friends that you love or family members or coworkers that you care about, and you see them about to walk off a cliff and lose everything because of a dumb decision. Part of your life mission is to warn them. To warn them. And if you don't, you don't love them. Because love warms.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Thank you so much for joining for today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, what does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. In his book called God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick draws simple but profound truths from the Bible, which give you practical guidance for specific types of change. This book connects you to the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, it's always encouraging to hear how Daily Hope helps listeners like you, how it helps you mature in your faith. Let me read you a letter I got just recently from Sherry. She said, "Pastor Rick, this ministry has literally saved my life. After a series of disappointments, I had lost all hope, and I saw no reason to go on. And that changed when I discovered Daily Hope. Now I hold on, praying expectantly." You know, that's the little acrostic we use for hope, H-O-P-E. She said, "My circumstances have not changed, but my outlook has. And now rather than being depressed about where I am in life, I've learned to be thankful for this time of spiritual growth. I don't know what the Lord has planned for me, but I know it's good, and I look forward to a future walking side by side with Him and using this experience to help others through their own struggles. Gratefully, Sherry." Sherry, I can't tell you how much this letter means to me. You know, God will never let you down. He's with you every step of the way. And thank you so much for writing to me and let me know how God is working in your life. I'm praying for you, and I'm going to ask you to pray for me. By the way, thanks everybody for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, you can email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.